This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Towards Zero by Agatha Christie, read by Hugh Fraser. Prologue, November the 19th. The group round the fireplace was nearly all composed of lawyers, or those who had an interest in the law. There was Martindale, the solicitor, Rufus Lord, K.C., young Daniels, who had made a name for himself in the Carstairs case, a sprinkling of other barristers, Mr. Justice Cleaver, Lewis of Lewis and Trench, and old Mr. Treves. Mr. Treves was close on 80, a very ripe and experienced 80. He was a member of a famous firm of solicitors, and the most famous member of that firm. He was said to know more of Backstairs' history than any man in England, and he was a specialist on criminology. Unthinking people said Mr. Treves ought to write his memoirs. Mr. Treves knew better. He knew that he knew too much. Though he had long retired from active practice, there was no man in England whose opinion was so respected by the members of his own fraternity. Whenever his thin, precise little voice was raised, there was always a respectful silence. The conversation now was on the subject of a much talked-of case.